A proposed Muslim cemetery in the central Mass town of Dudley took a setback last night. Town meeting voters gave the go-ahead for selectmen to start the process of buying a parcel of farmland that was going to be the site of the cemetery.
All those in favor for the motion as amended, please state aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it by majority vote.
The Islamic Center of Greater Worcester wants to develop the cemetery on 55 acres of old farmland in Dudley, but the proposal has met some intense opposition from neighbors and others who raised questions about the impact on their drinking wells. The language and the tone of some of the opposition has also raised accusations of religious prejudice. WBUR's David Boeri has been following the controversy and joins us in the studio this morning after attending the town meeting in Dudley last night. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Bob.
Let's start with a little background first. The cemetery that's been proposed by the Islamic Society is facing opposition on several different fronts. Put that into context for us.
The society needs a special permit from the Zoning Board of Appeals. That process is underway. They're also in front of the Public Health Board. That process is underway. They're facing opposition on both sides there. But even as they're awaiting a decision by the zoning board, all of a sudden the selectmen put a warrant, an article on the town meeting warrant, which essentially asks for the town's support for them to go ahead and start buying the property. So it would have the effect of giving the town ownership of that land and shutting down the cemetery altogether if they want.
Well, tell us more about the town meeting last night. What was the proposal before town meeting members in Dudley?
So a little background. The owner of the farmland, that 55 acres, had put the land, and it's a very favorable tax status for farmers. It's called 61A in Massachusetts. Under the law, when an owner sells the farmland to someone who's going to put it to use for non-agriculture, then the farmer or the owner needs to notify the town of his intent to do that so they can get permission from the town to remove it from 61A. The town selectmen have the right of first refusal. They can buy the property at the same price. In the town meeting last night, that's what the town voted to do. It gave the selectmen support to do that. Now, here's Gary Brackett. He's the town council for Dudley.
There seems to be overwhelming support for the town to acquire this property, some or all of this property, to be retained for town purposes or agricultural use, open space, whatever may be the reason.
So, David, what's the effect of all this?
So it's not clear what the price was that the owner was going to sell it for to the Islamic Society, but it was listed for $350,000. Assuming that was the price, then the town can own the land by coming up with the same amount of money, and then they go to what's called a debt exclusion. It's a Proposition 2.5 with debt exclusion. The town comes back together as a meeting. They vote on that. And then if it goes forward, Dudley owns the land, and it can shut out the Muslims altogether from building the cemetery or drive any kind of bargain because the town will be in the driver's seat.
All right. The other side, what's the position of the Islamic Society of Worcester in all this?
Well, their lawyer, Jay Tallerman, who has polarized the town by making statements that there is prejudice at work in the town against the Muslims. He says the town doesn't have the right of first refusal because a cemetery is not a use that requires notification by the owner. So he's saying, no, you don't get that. There are no indications or threats, though, from his clients. And his clients are the ones who are going to have to make the decision whether they'll contest the town in court. And there are a number of grounds which they could pursue in contesting it if they decided to do so.
But no word yet on whether they'll go to court.
No. No, this process hasn't played out, but they're facing opposition on different fronts, and this town meeting vote last night really could be fatal.
All right. What was the tone of the town meeting last night? It certainly has been volatile, or at least some volatile language has been used in Dudley on both sides that could be construed as negative statements toward Muslims and then negative statements toward residents of Dudley. What was it like last night?
It was straight on the merits of the argument. There's been very little of that in subsequent meetings to those first ones in which people referred to a jihadi cemetery or a couple of people. The town is very angry that it's been portrayed that way, but all of that was not in display last night.
All right. In all this, what do you think the chances are that there might be a Muslim cemetery that will go into the ground there?
Well, so there has been some talk of a compromise for a smaller cemetery, and talk that's been done between the members of the Islamic Society and some private citizens. However, there are other opponents, and remember, the opponents are arguing, especially in that neighborhood, that this is bad. The cemetery will be bad for their drinking water, will have an impact. And they say no cemetery is acceptable at all. Here's neighbor Mary Sansouci.
There's no compromise as far as we're concerned. It doesn't make sense to add 7 feet of fill. And Dudley has a prohibited use bylaw. You can't go scraping the dirt.
Now, what she's referring to is that on average, the test of that water table up there show that there's water 2 feet down, and the plan is to put 5 feet over the body. That would be a 7 feet fill on top of the surface. That's what she and other residents claim, and explains their fears.
All right. So where do you think this whole controversy goes from here? What happens next?
There are so many possibilities for this to end up in court. It's mind-boggling, but you have to have the applicants who decide to take it to court. So far, there's been the attorney has been threatening legal action.
Well, the attorney for the Islamic Society.
But it looks as if this is being fought at several fronts, and that vote last night, if the town buys it, they can decide what they want to do, and there's clear indication that Dudley does not want a cemetery.
All right, WBUR's David Boeri in the studio this morning after the town meeting in Dudley last night on the Islamic cemetery in Dudley. Thanks again for coming in this morning.
You're welcome.